From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. When my wife and I got married 20-something years ago, we made a promise to each other that if we ever had kids and wanted to travel on the airlines, we'd buy them a ticket. No carrying kids on the lap, period. We simply didn't believe that saving a few hundred dollars on an airline ticket was worth the potential injury to our daughter if she was ever launched from our arms during an accident or during unexpected turbulence. The United 232 accident in Sioux City, Iowa happened in 1989, so it was still pretty fresh on our minds at the time. In case that doesn't ring a bell, United 232 was the spectacular cartwheel landing of a DC-10 at Sioux City after the crew experienced a total hydraulic failure, a problem that at that point was thought to be impossible. That left the pilots with only the two underwing engines to control the giant bird. 111 people perished in that accident, but 185 also lived. Unfortunately, a few of the youngest victims were kids that were being held on their parents' laps. Not long after the 1995 birth of my daughter, we headed to the West Coast from O'Hare to show off the new baby to the relatives in L.A. True to our word, we bought Abigail a ticket and came marching aboard an American Airlines airplane one day, car seat in hand. "You can't put that thing in the seat," the flight attendant told me. I waved the three boarding passes in front of her. "I don't care. We don't allow car seats on airplanes. They don't meet federal guidelines," she told me. "What federal guidelines?" I asked. Of course, I knew there weren't any. She walked off and returned a few minutes later with the lead flight attendant who asked about the problem. "I don't have one," I said. "I spent the extra money to buy my daughter a seat. We're going to California." "We're really not supposed to allow those things on the airplane," she told me. "And you really think carrying a three-month-old on our lap is a better idea?" I said. She thought for a minute. "Good point." And she proceeded to help get us all settled, and not another word was said. Believe it or not, now 20 years later, there's still no requirement for kids under two to be in any kind of a child care restraint system aboard an airplane like we have aboard cars. I couldn't find a list anywhere of the kids that had been injured aboard airplanes when they were carried on their parents' laps. But we sure do have data on the number of passengers and flight attendants who've been injured when an airplane hit turbulence. We just had a few a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact. When former NTSB Chairman Deb Herzman left her job a few weeks ago, her parting words included a note that she was upset she'd never been able to convince the FAA to require child restraint devices aboard commercial airliners. In her talk, Herzman mentioned the lead flight attendant aboard United 232. On the day of the accident, that flight attendant did the best she could to help parents protect the kids they were carrying on their laps. Two of those little kids didn't make it. That flight attendant's name was Jan Brown, and it turns out she lives in Chicago too. We had quite a nice talk discussing her efforts all these years later to continue to push for legislation to require child restraints aboard commercial airliners. To date, that legislation has gone nowhere. The question, of course, is why? For now, though, I tell everyone I know to ask themselves what their child's life is worth when they travel. If it's worth more than $200 or $300, the cost of an airline ticket, that kid should have a ticket and be in a seat. I've never had anyone tell me I'm crazy when I put the safety of somebody's family in those terms. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago.